protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Down 3-0 early, the Lugnuts rally to tie the score before breaking things open with a 5-run eighth inning on their way to an 8-5 victory last night. It was the Lugnuts' third win in four games, and now they go for a series win at West Michigan. But standing in their way, the third overall pick in the 2023 draft returning to action. Hello and welcome into LMCU Ballpark. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Stressler with Adam Jaxa. Good to have you along here with us. Adam, Max Clark back in the lineup today for West Michigan. How does that affect things?
Well, I tell you what, it affects him in a couple different ways. One, obviously, the bat. I mean, he adds a spark to this lineup. West Michigan, notoriously, they haven't had a ton of great hitters because the Tigers have been very pitching focused. And you look up and down their lineup today, there's only one guy with three hits outside of Max Clark, who's had five in this series. And remember, he didn't play in yesterday's game. So he's only played three games this week, but he's getting hits. He's a table setter at the top of the order. Then he gets on. He's got great speed. But here, I think, is the biggest factor, Jesse. We talked about this multiple times, that there were balls hit out to left field yesterday that Seth Stevenson, a couple of days ago, was getting to all of them. That's because Luke Gould just doesn't move as well. I think it makes a massive difference in a park that doesn't allow a ton of home runs to have both Stevenson and Clark patrolling left and center field. Going to be a little bit tougher for balls to get down today and base hits to happen with those two out there.
Whitecaps starting pitcher is Joe Miller. He's going to have to contend with the Lugnuts lineup that put up 12 hits yesterday. A number of players, multi-hit games, and most notable among them, Will Simpson is swinging a thunderous bat right now.
That's so great to see. I mean, with this offense, Will goes with the offense. And he was quiet, as were many of the Lugnuts, in that little three-game set at home against Great Lakes last week. And you thought, oh no, after they didn't swing the bats well at home, now you got to come out to West Michigan that pitched it well. And obviously this pitcher-friendly park. And the offense has been back on track, and Will Simpson is a huge part of that. Yesterday, obviously, two extra base hits, a double, home run, walked a couple of times. He has had four hits in this series. They've all been extra base hits with a couple home runs, couple of doubles. That is what, spoiled as it is, we've come to expect from Will Simpson.
The starting pitcher for the Lugnuts today is the lefty Will Johnston. And Adam, the last time that Johnston took on these West Michigan Whitecaps, he did not last the first inning. Here is round three. Here's his third appearance against the Whitecaps this year. What needs to change?
Well, I don't know. There's some moments this year where Will has been really, really good, and there are other moments where he's just struggled right out of the gate. Now, his last couple of outings, he's looked much better early on, and then he loses it a little bit later. So I think really the focus is going to be that start for Will Johnston. I know he is starting, but like his start, the first couple of innings, right? The first time through the order, can he build some confidence against, again, a West Michigan lineup that struggles to hit the baseball? I think you got to go right after these guys. Have no fear. Understand you're in a pitcher-friendly park. Understand they've struggled to score runs. And just lay it all out there, because when he is on early in games, he's been so much better. But, yeah, the two outings against West Michigan back in late June, he gave up 10 total runs in 7 innings. So that's got to be much better today. And that last outing, he walked 4 and didn't get any strikeouts. So got to find a way to get swings and misses, and we'll see if he can do that today.
Yesterday, the Lugnuts only struck out 1 whitecap. They still won the game. It was rather remarkable. Here are your starting lineups, and let's begin with the Lansing Lugnuts, the A's High A affiliate, at 14-14 here in the second half, 46-47 for the year. The first thing that you should know is it's a Copa night here in West Michigan. So it's the Lansing Lugnuts and their turquoise and marigold against Las Calaveras de West Michigan. Johnny Butler leads off in DHs. Ryan Lasko hits second in center field. Batting third, the right fielder Danny Bautista Jr. First baseman Will Simpson cleans up. Then the shortstop Aribel Anales hits fifth. Batting sixth, second baseman Casey Yamauchi. Cameron Masterman in left field hits seventh. Batting eighth at catcher, C.J. Rodriguez. And rounding off the order, the newest member of the A's top 30 prospects, according to MLB Pipeline, about third baseman Luke Mann. Butler, Lasko, Bautista Jr., Simpson, Anales, Yamauchi, Masterman, Rodriguez, and Mann to support the lefty Will Johnston. Jacob Waters expected to be the tandem reliever. Adam, do you have a spotlight Lugnuts?
What do you mean, do I have a spotlight Lugnut?
Okay. Who is it then?
Of course I've got a spotlight Lugnut. Well, I am. It's funny you bring up Luke Mann. This is the first time he's hit 9th this year, Jesse. And I know he struck out 7 straight times. He struck out 8 times and is just 2-for-13 in this series. But his last 2 at-bats last night, he hits one on the ground with the bases loaded to second base. First contact we had seen from him in a while. And then he gets a base hit the next time up. So, can he carry that momentum today? And remember how good the bottom of the order was yesterday in starting those rallies. They need a good 9-hitter tonight with Yamauchi moving up to 6. I'm going to go with Luke Mann to have a big evening tonight.
Yeah, I love that. If you take away Luke Mann's strikeouts, he's hitting .342 this year with the Lugnuts when he puts the ball in play. And with the extra base hits, 5 doubles, 1 triple, 4 homers, we shall see. Now for the West Michigan Whitecaps, the Tigers' High A affiliate, 13-14, 44-49 for the year. Las Calaveras de West Michigan. Max Clark leads off in center field. Batting second, second baseman Max Anderson. Hitting third, the third baseman Eddie Leonard. The cleanup hitter is shortstop Kevin McGonigal, who, like Clark, is only 19 years young. Then the right fielder Roberto Campos bats after him in the fifth spot. Heading sixth, it's the DH Luis Santana, had a couple of hits yesterday. The first baseman Luke Gold bats seventh. Batting eighth, catcher Bennett Lee. And rounding off the order, batting ninth, in left field it's Seth Stevenson. That's Clark, Anderson, Leonard, McGonigal, Campos, Santana, Gold, Lee, Stevenson, spotlight Adam.
I'd say watch out for Kevin McGonigal tonight. We've seen it a little bit more from Max Clark. He's got 5 hits in this series, just 2 hits for McGonigal. But here's the thing that I think we might see tonight, a Kevin McGonigal home run. He has had 2 line drive swings out to right field. Both have been foul. He's connected twice. Lugnut's got to be careful with him as he sits down in that 4 hole. If guys are on base, he's a dangerous hitter tonight.
It is tough to hit a home run here in West Michigan. That's the fun thing about playing here. If you're a pitcher, you're just fine. If you're a hitter, well, things get dicier. The Whitecaps this year have allowed 25 home runs at home. On the hitting side, West Michigan's hit 21. Keep in mind, the Whitecaps have hit 42 home runs away from home. Their pitchers have allowed 39 homers on the road. The Whitecaps are taking the field currently. What would you declare the shades of these colors for Las Calaveras to be?
I'm going to go electric green,
ooh,
lime bean green,
ooh,
and Jesse, you get the blue. I don't know what kind of blue that is.
Kind of a dull, deeper blue.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Okay, and white.
What about the lime green, lime bean green, though? What do we think about that?
I do think that's more lime than anything else. I think that's a good call by you.
I like it.
Lansing Locos on the other side. We get to see them wearing their road gray pants. Usually the Locos playing at home, Copa Day on a Tuesday in Lansing. We see it with the home white. So turquoise, marigold, and gray. Down to the field, it's time for our national anthem before the 5th game of this 6-game series.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light.
Okay, how about that? We're ready to go here from LMCU Ballpark. It is a Copa night, Lansing against West Michigan. Nuts with a chance to win this series a night early. They face the Whitecaps, who are 13-14, 44-49 overall. Lansing now even at 14-14 and one game under 500 for the season at 46-47. Last night, it was an 8-5 Nuts win. We'll see what tonight has in store. With the call, here is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Adam, let's begin with the defensive alignment. That, at the very least, we know before all of the unknown starts to transpire. The catchers, Bennett Lee, Luke Gold is at first, Max Anderson at second. Kevin McGonigal plays shortstop, and Eddie Slanard continues his rehab back up to AAA. He's at third base. On the outfield, Seth Stevenson is in left, Roberto Campos is in right, and Max Clark mans center. Between the three of them, you could say they all have center fielder range. This is one of the fastest outfields in all of High A. And they have to be, because this ballpark plays very big. Our home plate umpire is Nathan Hall. Our bases umpire is Christian Arguesa. Now, Adam, let me turn to you. It's a lefty on the mound today. It's Joe Miller for the Whitecaps. What are the keys for the Lugnuts in facing him?
Well, I think just keep doing what they're doing. I would like to see them get off to a better start, though. I mean, they've been picking apart bullpens all year. Can they get some early runs today? Joe Miller, Jesse, has been on a heater lately. Since he faced the Nuts back on June 30th, he has not given up any runs since then to now. Four outings, 14 innings pitched, six hits, no runs, 13 strikeouts, four walks. So find a way to get a run in this first or second inning, and I think that can build your confidence for the rest of the way.
Out of Penn, the Ivy Leaguer, 11th rounder 2 years ago from Hatboro, PA.
Guy's a quake.
Here's Johnny Butler. Copa Day, so PA announcing in Spanish here from Comstock Park. Lefty versus lefty to start us. It's 7:05. First pitch. Butler takes a called strike. As signaled and barked out there by Nate Hall, the 26-year-old umpire. Johnny DHing today. Third baseman Lanard in. A step forward, a leg kick, the pitch. And that breaks in for a called strike, too. Johnny Butler 2 days ago, three hits. Yesterday, two hits and a walk. He's been great at the top of the order. 0-2, swing and a miss. Strikes out on three pitches. Dove right off the table. And now Ryan Lasko. The thing about Miller, if you could cherry pick a stat, here at home he's allowed 11 runs and now 16 and two-thirds innings, compared to only 8 runs allowed in 28 innings on the road. Lefty to righty, dealing to Ryan Lasko, no score. Fastball missed inside. There, Adam, there's your first ball of the game.
Cherry picking, huh? What is this, Traverse City?
Oh, that'd be nice. With a side of fudge. Target in. Miller offers. Up high, two balls, no strikes on Lasko. Ryan Lasko is coming off an 0-for-4 yesterday. Did walk his first time up. Then he was caught stealing, though. The pitch. Down low and in. Three balls, no strikes. This has been a great key to Joe Miller's success. He has been rarely walking anybody. Righty's hitting just 224 against him to boot. On 3-0. Is this the red light? It is, and it's inside. It's ball four. And a one-out base runner for the Lugnuts in the first inning.
Yeah, you talk about those walks. I mean, he hadn't had any outside of the four against Great Lakes in his last four outings. He's been clean, so good to see Lansing get an early base runner here in this first inning via the walk.
While we're heaping this praise on him, let me add, too, 9 times runners have tried to steal against Miller, 4 times caught. Danny Bautista Jr. takes a called strike one. Change up from Miller. Lasko away from first base. One steal, once caught, no score. The pitch. Inside corner. Strike two called on the right-handed hitting right fielder. Danny's batting 260 through 70 games. Two more hits yesterday, knocked in three runs. Here's the pitch. Check swing. It was down. Knocked away and then kicked away by Bennett Lee, but not far up the first base side. Lasko stays at first. Adam, what have you thought about Danny Bautista Jr. hitting in the three hole? This has been a tactic that Craig Conklin has only switched to here in this series.
Oh, you want to get my thoughts on the top four, Jesse?
I would love it. 1-2 pitch first. Fouled back over the screen below us. We stay right here.
Okay, here's what I got for you. Okay. I like what we got. I want to move Ryan Lasko down a little bit. The strikeouts have been a little up. I'm glad he just walks. I think Johnny Butler sits two. I think Casey Yamauchi sits one.
Right now, Casey batting in the sixth spot. A throw over to first base. Lasko back in standing.
So I know that was a little extra from what you asked.
Okay, so we bat Casey Yamauchi first.
Yes.
Johnny Butler second. Ryan Lasko, you move down to the sixth hole?
I think so.
1-2 pitch for Bautista Jr. Lasko runs. Line drive, left field. Stevenson digs in, makes the catch. Lasko has to hustle back to first. Here comes the throw. One hopping in, and the pick by Gold. Double play. Lasko spins his helmet in frustration. Strikeout, walk, and then the double play goes 7-3 on the line out, and then the double off. Let's go to the bottom of the first inning. Lugnuts nothing. West Michigan coming up from LMCU Ballpark.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Ryan Lasko has doubled off of first base to end the top of the first inning. Joe Miller faces the minimum. And now Will Johnston, the Lansing lefty out of Texas. Heller, Texas, a Texas A&M Aggie, takes on Clark, Anderson, and Lannard. Bottom of the first inning, no score. Although the LMCU ballpark crowd only has eyes for Max Clark, the 19-year-old wearing lucky number 13, batting left. The southpaw kicks, deals. Line drive, slicing down the left field line, down for a base hit. Masterman collects it a hop, gets it in, all the way into second, holding Clark to the first pitch oppo single. Adam, that's the first time we've seen Clark use the backside.
I've seen enough. You can move him up to double A.
Why even double A? Just skip him to triple A, right?
Well, do it in an order, Jesse, but he's good. He's going to be a major leaguer. Let's move him up to double A.
Number one prospect in the Tigers organization, and it took them till the end of July to move him up from single A. Now the pitch to Max Anderson. That's in there for a called strike. So Will Johnston on the hill, and that means splitter, slider, and the four-seam fastball that's usually about 92, 93. Looks over at Clark. Lets it fly. Popped him up. Out of shallow right field, second baseman Yamauchi out yields. Bautista Jr. in to make the catch. And Clark back to first, one away. Your Lansing defense. Danny Bautista Jr. in right field. Ryan Lasko in center. Cameron Masterman is in left. Lookman plays third. Ari Bielanales at short. Casey Yamauchi at second. The first baseman Will Simpson. The catcher C.J. Rodriguez. For Will Johnston, the 13th rounder
last year. He's making his 15th appearance, his 7th start with the Nuts. Deals dead, East Leonard batting right, no score. Runner at first. Here it comes. Fastball inside, ball one.
Jesse, before it becomes imperfect, I would like you to give the Will Johnston righty-lefty split stat, please.
Oh, you better believe it. So Will this year, right-handed batters are hitting .203 against him, but lefties are hitting .328. The pitch is chopped left side. Shortstop Onales grabs, pivots, throws, got him out at first base. Up to second goes Clark. So Clark, the lefty, is 1-for-1. And the two right-handers, Anderson and Leonard, are now 0-for-2.
What you're saying here,
yeah,
and hear me out, they need to intentional walk this man.
Kevin McGonigal is the last remaining left-handed batter in the order. Campo, Santana, Gold, Lee, and Stevenson. All bat right. But here's the 19-year-old shortstop in the cleanup slot. No score. Clark at second, two outs. Lefty to lefty. The pitch. Drops in for a called strike one. Why do you think that Johnston has been so much more effective against right-handers?
I am completely befuddled by that. I don't know.
I've got a notion. Looks back to Clark. And then the pitch. Now that's in there for a called strike two. So here's my thought. That splitter is really tough on right-handed batters. But the slider is not a sweeper. There isn't great horizontal movement. So he doesn't gain any further advantage lefty on lefty. No balls, two strikes to McGonigal. The pitch, off the outside corner. Slider, ball one. Right-handers, though, have been dominated by Johnston. First full professional season. Opened it up in Stockton, the numbers were spectacular. Moving up to Lansing. He delivers. Line foul, left side. Back into the seats. Kevin McGonigal opened up the season with the single-A Lakeland Flying Tigers along with Max Clark, whom he out-hit down in the Florida State League. But Clark is now 6-for-15 with his first inning leadoff single, while McGonigal has opened up 2-for-12. One walk, one strikeout. No score, Clark at second. The pitch. Pop foul, and this ball sails back and out of play. Adam, he's your spotlight hitter, Kevin McGonigal. You're worried about him coming into play today.
I am. He's had a couple of home run swings right down the left field line. Both days he's been in the lineup, and they've both been foul, thank goodness.
Drafted out of high school in Pennsylvania, makes his home in Arizona. The 1-2. This, too, is pop foul. Will this get out of play? Left side, back to the screen, and seven rows deep, then bouncing up into the netting. Catcher Rodriguez, third baseman man, giving a look. And that rages onward. McGonigal is hanging tough. He is not receiving the same kind of reception like Max Clark is getting from this partisan Tigers crowd here in West Michigan. But McGonigal is a player whom the Tigers are staking their future in. Johnston sets high. Fires. Bounced straight back. Late swing to parry away the off-speed.
Let's go high fastball here, Jesse.
That's a Johnston specialty. 6'4" lefty who delivers from a very over-the-top arm slot. So that pitch is coming in from about 6'9". Steps off the rubber, fakes toward Clark. The man on deck is Roberto Campos. This has gone called strike, ball, and then four straight fouls. Pitch number 8 here, 1-ball, 2-strike offering. Time called right before Johnston could throw. Granted to McGonigal. Open stance for McGonigal. Bats out of a crouch. The pitch. Ground ball pulled foul up the right side. 5 straight fouls.
He's going off speed a lot here. Curious why he's not going to test him with the fastball. He's up in the count 1-2. Yeah, pitches to waste.
It's true. His last 5 pitches, they've all been in the zone. Well, How about this pitch? A ground ball pulled on the right side, backhanded by Will Simpson. The race to the base, and he wins it against McGonigal. And after all that, nine pitches, first baseman unassisted. Clark single stranded at second. Scoreless frame for Johnston. We go to the second inning from West Michigan. No score.
Today's world is hectic, and sometimes as parents, we need a little help. And we get it. Our kids prefer to hang out with their digital babysitter, where social media is their best friend. Companies like TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube promise entertainment and connection, but spread isolation and despair. To them, our kids are just dollar signs. For hours a day, social media sells our children's minds to the highest bidder, no matter the human cost. We would never let a real-life babysitter introduce our kids to racists, conspiracy theorists, or women haters. We wouldn't let a babysitter show our children violence or give them drugs. But social media companies do this every day, making billions of dollars by feeding our kids content that damages their mental health and self-esteem. So before we hand our kids off to the digital babysitter, just remember that social media is addictive and profitable by design. These companies don't care and Congress won't act, so it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are fighting for change to make sure someone holds these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Onward into the second inning from LMCU Ballpark. No score, Lugnuts and Whitecaps. 4-5-6 batters mean Simpson, Anales, and Yamauchi. Against the lefty, Joe Miller. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. Roddy Simpson, first pitch. Will hits it high in the air off the right side, but towering foul. That baseball lands right near the grassy triangular berm. At the very front, a fan picks it up and has the souvenir. What a game yesterday for Simpson. Two walks, two extra base hits. Miller's pitch. Broke it across the outside corner. Strike two called. A slow curve. So now Will is hitting 266. 12 homers this year. Homered, doubled. 0-2. Line drive pushed into right field. A base hit. He's on again. Roberto Campos gets it into second. Lead off single for the Lugnuts.
First single of the series for Will Simpson. Where's he been?
Wanted to show you that he's diversifying his repertoire.
Guy's been an extra base hit machine. He's just getting on base over and over again. Love to see this come back out from Will Simpson.
Tony Cappicelli just hustled out there. The West Michigan manager checking in with the home plate umpire Hall, and now back to the dugout goes Cap. Shadow is stretching across the home plate circle. So right now, the pitch very late is going from sunlight to shade. Arribilanales bats right, open stance. The pitch. A chopper pulled on the left side. McGonigal, the short hop hit, beats second one. Turn to first, double play. 6-4-3. McGonigal, Anderson to gold. And wipe away the Simpson single.
That was spiffy. Tough play right there for McGonigal. He's in on the short hop, has to throw back across his body. Zips it to Anderson, and Anjales moves pretty well. Nice double play from West Michigan.
There was a walk in the first inning against Miller, but Danny Bautista Jr. lined into a double play. Two double plays in two innings. Here's Casey Yamauchi. Right-handed batter against the southpaw, no score. The pitch, a fastball called a strike in the inside corner. Well, Adam, here's the guy that you want to bat higher in the order. Native of Hawaii, out of Hilo. Miller's pitch. Off the outside corner, ball one. Yamauchi yesterday, 2-for-5. Singled in the seventh, scored the game-tying run. Singled in the eighth, scored one of the five tie-breaking runs in the win. The pitch. A ground ball pushed to second baseman Anderson. Picks it up, throws to first. Side retired. Two scoreless frames for Miller. No runs for either team as we're 1.5 complete from West Michigan.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Las Calaveras de West Michigan bring up Roberto Campos, Luis Santana, and then Luke Gold for the bottom of the second inning. No score. Campos, the native of Santo Domingo now, born in Cuba, taking on the Lugnuts lefty, Will Johnston. A Copa night. Lansing Locos and the turquoise and the marigold. Johnston toes the rubber, allowed a leadoff single in the first, and then set down three in a row. The lefty against three straight right-handers here. Dills to Campos. Check swing foul, bouncing left. Strike one.
Kind of looks like Earth Day down there with this jersey matchup.
The Lugnuts with the blue, and then West Michigan with that lime green. I could see it. Here's the pitch. Fly ball right field. Batista Jr. back to his right. He's there. Makes the catch. What a way. Those are two players who each trained in the Dominican. Danny Batista Jr., born in Arizona, grew up in Florida, and then headed to the Dominican with family to train and sign as an international free agent. And Campos, the West Michigan right fielder, born in Cuba, then defected, headed to the Dominican, trained for 3 years and signed. Here's Luis Santana, lefty to righty. Strike one called on the inside corner. He's from the Dominican Republic, out of Baní. One out, nobody on, no score. Johnston offers. Down and in. Adam, would you know off the top of your head for Las Calaveras de West Michigan what Las Calaveras means?
Only because we just talked about it, but I'm not going to give it away, Jesse. I don't want to steal your thunder.
Oh, thank you. The 1-1. Swing and a foul. Tip, strike two. Good off speed. So a Calaveras is a skull. And I'm going to quote right from the West Michigan Whitecaps press release all about this. Calaveras, or skulls, are an important part of Hispanic culture. Referencing the sugar skull. The pitch. Golf down the left field line. Fading. Foul. Left of the stripe. Chased by Masterman. It stays one ball and two strikes. It is a very busy logo. The skull for Las Calaveras. I mean, we've got the lower part in which they have tied in the wave. The eyes of the skull and the nose, they give the 616 area code. Have you looked at this full logo, Adam? It's like a Hidden Pictures.
It is. I like it.
They've hidden a green home plate, the seams of a baseball. There are baseballs inside the sixes for the skull's eyes. And then for the skull on its forehead, they have got the W and the M, West Michigan. The pitch to Santana, bowed back into the screen. And above the W and M, they have hidden the old school 1990s West Michigan Whitecaps logo. There are some stars here. They've also put in a seagull. A 1-2 from Johnston. Santana pulls foul on the ground left side.
Are the teeth? Are those bases, or are they something different, or are they just teeth?
I think that they're just teeth. but there are seagulls right below the teeth.
Missed opportunity on the teeth, you know?
They should be bases. You're right. Try it again. 1-2. Fly ball, left field, shallow. In comes Cam Masterman. Makes a one-handed catch. Right in front of the bill. Two outs. The Lansing logos, on the other hand, the Lugnuts Copa identity. Very simple logo. Just the face of the Potu bird. But Las Calaveras de West Michigan. The West Michigan Skulls. Luke Gold batting. Two outs, nobody on. No score. Bottom of the second. Lefty to righty. Inside, ball one. Fastball from Johnston. About 92, 93 miles an hour. If you want the specifics, that one there was 92.8. But who's counting? Gold, a lot of power. The windup. The pitch. Check swing. Strike two called. I should say strike one called. On the off-speed, dropping in there. Gold hitting 244 this year, but with 15 doubles, a triple, and 11 homers. Johnston to the plate. That missed a little in. Ball two. Well, coming into play today, we wondered how it will fare against a West Michigan team, which he recorded only one out his last time, did not escape the first inning. Much better is the answer. The pitch. Gold takes it high. Ball three. In fact, he faced West Michigan twice in the same series and the all Tuesday-Sunday appearances. On Tuesday, he'd gone 4 1/3 innings, 5 hits, 4 runs, 5 strikeouts. That on June 25th. And then fared very poorly on Sunday. The pitch. Gold rips it, hooked foul up the left side. 3 balls and 2 strikes. It's full. What I remember chiefly, Adam, about that Sunday start for Johnston was the command wasn't there, and I'm not used to seeing him walk guys like he did.
Well, it is safe to say that command, at least to start this game, is right back where we're accustomed to.
He has taken command. He has set down 5 consecutive batters. 2 outs, nobody on, no score. Payoff pitch, up high, and it's ball four. Missed with the off-speed. The goal down to first base. He does have 6 steals this year in 9 attempts. On the batter's the number 8 hitter, Bennett Lee. The catcher hitting 167. Lee has 7 doubles and a homer. Here's the pitch. Fouled back into the netting. When Johnston has gone really well this year, it's just been strikeout, 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 strikeout. Entering play today, his last 3 appearances, what do you say to 22 strikeouts in his last 12 innings? And 0-1, runner takes off, pitch called a strike, throw down to second base, tails to the third base side, and late from Rodriguez. And Luke Gold notches his 7th steal.
Well, he picked a perfect pitch to run on. Off speed, took a little bit longer, and C.J. Rodriguez got it down there, but just a little bit left to the bag.
Johnston, though, got the call. Count is nothing and 2. Looking for his first strikeout. He lets it fly. Ground ball down toward third, backhanded by Luke Mann. Here's the throw to first, right on time to Simpson. And that ends the 2nd inning. The walk stranded at 2nd. 2nd consecutive inning that Will Johnston has left a white cap in scoring position. We're going to the 3rd, no score, and Adam Jackson will have your call.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe, and you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Hello there, as we bring you back for the top of the third, Saturday, July 27th, 2024. A little bit above 80 degrees and a beautiful Saturday. It has been excellent all week here in West Michigan. We've been sitting upper 70s or low to mid 80s, and the sun has been out in full force every single evening. A little bit more windy today, up around 10 miles an hour, but still pleasant out. Cameron Masterman steps in to open up the third. The lefty Joe Miller throws. Swing and a miss. Fastball on the outer edge, strike one. No score here in the top of the third between the Nuts and the Whitecaps. Pitch home. Fastball down low, one and one. Masterman 3-for-11 in this series. Couple of runs scored, a double. He's knocked in two. Three strikeouts, been hit by a pitch once. A pitch, swing and a miss. At the off speed there at the bottom of the zone. Two 215-pounder Masterman digs back in from the right side. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball outside, 2-2. We talked about Joe Miller. He has been on a great run in the month of July, and it all started with his last outing in June against Lansing. The pitch, that's a little bit low, 3-2. So he pitched against Lansing. These two, remember, they've only faced each other in one series in Michigan State Capitol, and it came at the end of June. They didn't face each other the entire first half of the season. 3-2. Lifted out to shallow right, hanging up. Campos comes in, and he reaches up above his head, makes the catch. One down. So the first outing against Lansing on that Tuesday on June 25th, Miller went three innings, gave up five hits, three runs, all which were earned, with a walk and three strikeouts. But then the second time on that Sunday, he went four innings, gave up one hit, no runs, no walks, four strikeouts. Here's C.J. Rodriguez. First pitch, on the ground, foul. Third base side. Hit with good pace there. 98 off the bat from Siege. So since that June 30th outing, Miller has not given up a run in his last four. Great Lakes, Wisconsin, and Dayton, along with that Lansing outing. 14 innings pitched, 6 hits, no runs, and just 5 walks and 14 strikeouts. That pitch comes in, strike 2, off speed with that slider. No balls, 2 strikes. So it kind of fits in well with what Lansing does well, which is attack bullpens. 0-2 pitch, up high and outside. They'd love to get something earlier here tonight. Base hit and a walk so far. All that's been allowed through the first two. 1-2. Breaking ball fades away. C.J. Rodriguez, just his second game of the series. 1-for-4 the first time out with a run scored. 2-ball, 2-strike count to Rodriguez. Miller kicks and throws. Line drive out to center field. Pushes back. Clark fades a little to his left. He's got it. Two outs. Good contact, though, from C.J. Rodriguez. Pretty good at bat. Doesn't result in a base hit. Here comes Luke Mann.
Adam, you really would love the Lugnuts to have greater success against starting pitchers, but what a strength it has been for this ball club all year that they've been able to hit bullpens.
They've got a winning system, Jesse, and, you know, they might just have to stick to that system again. All right, here's Luke Mann, the lefty, against the lefty, Joe Miller. The pitch. Cued back off the netting. Strike one. Mann was right on that pitch, though. The 93-mile-an-hour fastball. And that's, we saw a lot of those swings and misses with the fastballs in that 7-strikeout stretch. just recently. The pitch, line drive out to right field. This is a base hit and heading towards the gap. Man circles first, takes the wide look, and he'll get back to the bag. But there you go. Last two at-bats for Mann. He is finding his swing. He's got two singles. This is what happened yesterday. Multiple innings for the Nuts where they got their bottom guys on. And then here came the top of the order. The Butlers, the Lascos, the Bautistas, the Simpsons that brought in the runs. Just is what you hope to get when you make out that lineup card every day. So here is Johnny Butler, the pitch. Fastball buried in the dirt. No score here in the top of the third at LMCU Ballpark. Just a terrific crowd again. They have come out in droves all week long. 7,789 last night. Up around 9,000 on Thursday night. Got to see that three-run ninth and the walk-off come-from-behind win for West Michigan. 1-0 pitch, breaking ball way inside. Butler turns the shoulder, out of the way, 2-0. Again, we were talking about this before the game, where West Michigan, very passionate Tiger fans. There's that connection. 2-0 pitch, line drive the other way, hanging up. Stevenson to his right, reaches up and makes the catch. A bullet there off the bat from Butler. But Stevenson had it played right. We'll talk more about the West Michigan crowd when we return for the bottom of the third. No score between the Whitecaps and the Nuts.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will.i.am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. So learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
All right, we head to the bottom of the third inning. No score between Lansing and West Michigan, playing their Copa-themed jerseys tonight. The Locos against Las Calaveras de West Michigan. So bright colors to celebrate Hispanic heritage. And hoping that they all feel welcome as they come out to the park, celebrate this great game. They do such a great job here in West Michigan. The Hispanic players donning their flags right behind home plate. They're taking photos. Really, really cool. Will Johnson, the man out of Texas, will face Seth Stevenson. Stevenson out of Texas as well. Who wins this matchup? The pitch home. Lefty misses the zone. Ball one. Stevenson is 0-14 in this series. Does have an RBI, a couple walks, but he has struck out four times. His defense has been exceptional, as we just saw in the last out. Pitch home. That runs wide. Two balls, no strikes.
I think the big key is that we don't mess with either one of them.
Two steps being taken by both guys. Two-oh pitch. That's in there, inside corner. Do you, in fact, have any exes from Texas?
I'm just curious who's going to be toast at the end of this at-bat.
Ah. You ever get the five cheese Texas toast?
Oh, I haven't.
Oh, my goodness. 1-2. That's in there. Strike two. No score here in the bottom of the third. So here's what you do, Jesse. Are you a spaghetti fan?
Yes.
Yeah, so you do some spaghetti.
Okay.
You want to do meatballs, kosher meatballs,
sure,
whatever you want.
Yeah.
Dump that in, maybe okay, a little parm. And then you throw a little Texas toast in the oven. I think it's like 425, 5 to 7 minutes. Chef's kiss, man.
Okay.
It's a great combo. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a tapper, foul. That's queued up the first base side.
I mean, there's deep in the heart of Texas, but that's going to hit me deep in the stomach.
Yes, but you know what they say, a moment on your lips, forever on your hips.
Yeah.
In this instance, though, it is so worth it.
Marvelous.
2-2 pitch. That's up high. So we were talking about the fans. And what they do a great job of here, because they are a Tigers affiliate in the state of Michigan, they really sell when young players get promoted. Talented players come here. 3-2, breaking ball is hit. Two hopped on the ground over to man at third. He's got it, shuffles, throws to first. Up into the sun with the glove, snatched by Simpson in time. It is, in fact, the Keller, Texas native Will Johnston that wins the battle of the Lone Star State matchup. One down.
When you say that they sell tickets based on young Tigers prospects, can you give me an example?
Yeah. So the man that's in the box, gosh, you just love how that works out. Here he is, Max Clark, the number one prospect in the Tigers org, promoted here on Tuesday. Pitch home. Swings through that. Good pitch right there. Slider, strike one. They love to see the young Tiger prospects ascend through the system. So when they get to West Michigan, they sell that hard. 0-1. Breaking ball in there, strike two. So when Clark and McGonigal, who's another top five prospect, the two 19-year-olds, came in a package deal on Tuesday, everybody has wanted to come out and see them, and the crowds have been enormous all week long. By the way, great weather helps too. 0-2 pitch, breaking ball, swing and a miss, and down goes the top prospect. Gig him, Mr. Johnston, his first K of the night.
How about three straight sliders from Johnston?
That'll work. Wash that down with some fries, maybe a chocolate shake.
Maybe some Texas toast on the side.
Okay, here comes Max Anderson, the pitch home. It's down low, ball one. No score here, bottom three. It's a stark contrast, though, them coming for the prospects, where in Lansing, it's a little bit more difficult to get connected with the players because they're all the way out in Oakland, California, where they make their big league debuts. 1-0. That's popped up, first base side, foul territory. Over under it is Will Simpson, and he backs up, makes the catch in foul territory for the third and final out. So Lansing is able to sell their fans a little bit more on the promotions. Obviously, there's top prospects, but here at this level, the Detroit Tigers prospects coming through West Michigan. No score so far as we head to the fourth.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Three innings complete as we're just short of an hour in. No score between West Michigan and Lansing. First game this week, evening-wise, that has started at 7:05. Every other Tuesday, Thursday, and yesterday started at 6:35. We had the, what was it, a noon start on Wednesday, Jesse?
That's right.
So 7:05 today. We will be back tomorrow for an hour later afternoon game, 2:05 start for the series finale. First pitch to Ryan Lasko. Swings through it. Strike one. That's the first strike that Lasko has seen tonight. Got walked on four pitches in the first by Joe Miller. Lefty Miller set and throws. Breaking ball. Swing and a miss. So off speed after the fastball. Lasko quickly behind 0-2. The Scarlet Knight. Pitch three on its way. Slices that foul. Up into the sunny seats. Oh, man. Looks like a guy went for a catch there. He's all right. He tried to close his hands on it, and it hit right off of his head. Yikes. The 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball outside, 1-2. Good news, he is an older gentleman, as in not a child. You never want to see a youngster get hit by a baseball, or anyone for that matter. 1-2 pitch, line drive out to left, it's a base hit. He split McGonigal and Leonard at short and third. Ryan Lasko with his fourth hit of the series. He's on for a second time.
He just hits the ball so hard. When Lasko barrels, it is 100 miles an hour plus every single time.
Would you show your work with that, please?
Yes, 100.8 miles an hour on the exit velocity. Thank you.
Jesse, you are an A+. Thank you. The pitch. That's up high and outside. Ball one to Danny Bautista Jr.
Yeah, that was a guess. I just went by sound. I figured that I was in the neighborhood. It sounded like 100.8.
Folks, Jesse is baseball. He doesn't need this technology stuff. The pitch home. Lofted out to shallow, first base. It's going to hang out right behind the bag. A step in fair territory. So it's caught by Gold. Lasko got back to the bag and just ducked. He's staring at the ground, shoulders up, head down to try and get out of the way. There's one out.
That sounded like 60.7.
Well, believe it or not, that is what I heard as well. Spot on. Here's Will Simpson. Throw back to first. No score here in the top of the fourth. Now we do have the Hawkeye dashboard up, thanks to our guy, Clayton Bell. You know, our video man, the third member of our broadcast crew.
Oh, what a man.
MVP. Pitch, swing, and a miss. Strike one. Speaking of MVPs, so far this week, Jesse, you could argue Will Simpson has been the Lugnuts MVP. Two home runs, two doubles, had a single in his first at-bat today. Lefty-righty matchup, the pitch. Breaking ball beautifully twirled in there. Strike two.
There is a clause. Minor League Baseball has said that if you homer three times in the same series in West Michigan, you automatically are the Midwest League Player of the Week.
There's no clause. That was 2 days ago on the 25th. The 0-2 pitch. Lifted foul. First base shot out of play. I'm sorry, what was that clause again?
I'm saying if he homers for a third time in the final two games of this series, Will Simpson might be the Midwest League Player of the Week.
He might be spending his time down in Midland, Texas if he gets one more this week. But will it be to dead center? The pitch. That's down low. One ball, two strikes. That's the most fascinating thing. This week, Will Simpson homered to dead center on Tuesday. Then he came back on Thursday and pounded a ball out. Or maybe that was Tuesday. Was that his another AB on Tuesday? It was. Once you pitch, swing and a miss. Down on the breaking ball. Second strikeout for Joe Miller. Two outs in the fourth. Yeah, Tuesday, Simpson homers over center. Then he sends Max Clark into the wall in center on a punished baseball. Then he homers to dead center again last night. Not cheap swings here from Will Simpson. No score in this game tonight. Game 5 of 6. Here's Angeles. Miller throws. Breaking ball. That is in the shadow zone, bottom of the strike zone, but just misses, according to Nathan Hall. Ball one. Arribial Angeles, ground ball double play in his first at bat. Lasco, back to the bag on the throw over. Gold applies the tag late. Not much going in this game so far. It's been pitcher driven. Three singles from the nuts and a walk. On the other side, a single and a walk against Will Johnston. And a scoreless game in the top of the fourth. Another throw back to first. And he has used up his throws to first unless he can pick off Mr. Lasco over there. So we'll see if Ryan gets a little bit of a bigger lead. That's the new rule. Does get about a 3.5-step lead over there. Pitch home. On the ground over at the shortstop, McGonigal. He's got it to second. Anderson catches. Lasco forced out. Let's head to the bottom of the fourth. We got a good trivia question coming up for you tonight. I'm curious if Jesse's going to get this one right. I'm going to curious if you can get it right. Find out. We'll return right after this. Como la
luna y el sol. My name is Luis Fonsi. A lot of people don't know enough about Alzheimer's. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to get help. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at alz.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
Nothing to nothing as we bring you back for the bottom of the fourth on an absolute picture-perfect S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y
night
in West Michigan. The Lugnuts and the Whitecaps battling in game 5 of 6. Lansing has taken 3 of the first 4. And really, you could argue that people shouldn't walk in front of this staticky crowd, Mike, when we are ready to play. What are we doing, folks? Take your seats down there. Please. Please take your seats. Anywho, now we're ready to go. Thank you. Here comes the first pitch. Swing and a foul tip held on to for strike one to Eddie's Leonard. You could argue that Lansing, though, should have won all 4. They got walked off after they led by 2 heading to the bottom of the ninth on Thursday. The pitch, that bounces in front of home plate. 1-1. Will Johnston coming into this half inning. 44 pitches deep, 33 for strikes. The lefty out of Keller, Texas, has looked good. Geeked up, ready to go. 1-1 pitch. Line drive out to left field. This is down and heading towards the wall. It does roll to the wall. Leonard around first and slowly eases into second with a double. First extra base hit for either team tonight to open up the fourth for West Michigan.
I mean, he is a Triple-A hitter. He's rehabbing his way here with West Michigan. He's going to be heading right back up the ladder as soon as he's able. And that was the lightning-quick hands of Eddie Leonard.
I'm going to be honest, and I don't mean to take shots at the Tigers org. I'm not trying to, but I didn't even know that MILB rehabbing was a thing.
Yeah.
Until we saw it with Jackson Jobe, and now we've seen it with Leonard. Here's Kevin McGonigal, the pitch home. And Minerva takes it up high, ball one. So, yeah, you got Leonard, you've got Austin Bergner, and then we saw Jackson Jobe. He was the third stint that he had. Came against Lansing before he went back up to Double-A. 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball beautifully sits on the outside corner. Is that still common that we see MILB rehabbers? Because I don't feel like I've seen that very often.
Well, we in Lansing, no. No, just, we don't.
I meant minor league baseball in general.
Other organizations, yes.
Okay. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. He chased that. Good looking off speed down in the zone. I wasn't to mock Detroit or anything like that. I just honestly had not seen that. We see MLB rehabbers come down. Usually it's a spot that's close to where their major league team is at. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball is hit slowly on the ground. Gets under the glove of Johnson. Picked up, though, by Anales. Throws on the run. Low pick by Simpson as he caught it in midair. Great play by Anales on a slow dribbler off balance. Gets it for the first out. Leonard up to third. That is a tough play. What do we have here from Christian Argueza? He signaled something. Infield drawn in here. Okay, I think we're ready to go. Not sure what that was. Here's Roberto Campos. The pitch, sliced back off the net. Strike one.
Adam, to follow up on your point, let's take Jacob Wilson and Max Muncy, injured earlier this year in AAA. What the A's philosophy is, you play in the complex league, then you go right back up.
Ah, okay. The pitch, breaking ball, low and outside. One ball, one strike. So there you go, just different philosophies. Because yeah. I'm over here like, why can't we get Jacob Wilson again? We only gave him to us for a month, you know? Hopefully he's back up with the big club here soon. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball is hit high and long down the left field side, but foul. One ball, two strikes. West Michigan trying to score the game's first run. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Leonard is at third. Infield is in. One out. We talked about it. Johnston has been better against righties, even though he pitches from the left side. The pitch home. This is flied out to right field. This is in foul territory. Bautista giving chase. Makes a sliding, tumbling catch. Gets up. Fires it home on one hop. The tag. And it can't be made because Rodriguez lost his balance catching the baseball. Oh, my goodness. It was an incredible play by Bautista Jr. Tumbling in foul territory. Catches. Gets up. Throws a strike in front of the plate. But Rodriguez couldn't handle it standing up, so he is lunging on the ground to try and tag out Leonard, and Leonard just sidesteps and runs into home plate for the first run. Here comes Luis Santana. The pitch home. Breaking ball drops in there. Strike one. 1-0, West Michigan in the fourth.
That ball arrived to CJ before Leonard did. That would have been spectacular.
The 0-1 pitch. This is on the ground over to short. It's scooped up by Anjales, and Simpson's got it. And that will do it. West Michigan gets the run. I do not get trivia in, so we'll do it in the fifth when Jesse is on play-by-play. Whitecaps 1, Lugnuts none.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The West Michigan Whitecaps, today on a Copa night, Las Calaveras de West Michigan, take a 1-0 lead in the fifth inning, and they scored that run in memorable style. Casey Yamauchi, Cameron Masterman, C.J. Rodriguez, 6-7-8 batters in the order. Against the left-hander, Joe Miller. Lefty Miller to the right-handed hitting Yamauchi. Popped him up on the first pitch, out in a shallow left. Kevin McGonigal, the shortstop out, makes the catch right in front of Seth Stevenson. One pitch, one gone. The only run of this game so far. Scored in the bottom of the fourth inning. With Eddie Slaynard at third base, Roberto Campos had a fly ball foul up the right field line. Danny Bautista Jr. made a stunning catch. Cameron Masterman takes a ball outside. Called a strike by Nathan Hall. Lugnuts down 1-0. One out, nobody on. Top of the fifth. Lefty to righty. Joe Miller's pitch. Bounced right back. Well, on that catch, because there was Danny Bautista Jr. rolling around on the grass near the Lugnuts pen. The runner at third, Eddie Slaynard, tagged. He tried to score, and Bautista Jr. somehow flung it home. Masterman takes a ball low, 1-2. But the throw a little bit up the third baseline, and C.J. Rodriguez unable to catch it and apply the tag. Eddie Slaynard ran right by him and stepped on the plate, and here we are. Miller delivers outside. Well, with all that excitement, there was no trivia question.
My apologies, Jesse.
I think Eddie Slaynard is the one who needs to apologize. One out, base is clear, 2-2. A ground ball hit to third. It is grabbed by Eddie Slaynard. And the throw to first, not handled by Luke Gold. Cameron Masterman is on, and is he okay? He was struck. The throw came in high, Luke Gold reaching up for it. Cam took a moment down the first base side. Quickly, the athletic trainer, Noah Huff, checks on him. And so does the first base coach, Ruben Escalera. This, I suspect, is an error. Yes, it is. Missed catch error, Luke Gold, the first baseman. On the first error of the ball game on either team. It is Gold's seventh error of the year. All right, Adam, to that trivia question, as Noah Huff is back to the dugout, Masterman continues. Here's C.J. Rodriguez. 1-0 Whitecaps. The pitch. C.J. hits a fly ball out to right center. Chases Clark back into the alleyway for the catch, and Masterman back to first. Two outs.
Yeah, yesterday, with the Athletics come from behind 5-4 win against the Angels, that secured a winning month of July with just four games left to go. When was the last winning month for the Oakland Athletics? That is your trivia question tonight. And it has not happened yet this year.
This was their goal. They wanted to get a winning month for Mark Kotze. Go month to month. The pitch. Down and away. Ball one to Luke Mann, the number nine hitter and the third baseman. 1-for-1 with a single. Lugs only have 3 hits against the starter Miller. Whitecaps only have 2 hits against Will Johnston, but the Caps are up 1-0. The pitch bends inside. 2 balls, no strikes. So email me, jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com, or, for crying out loud, email Adam Jaxa. You want to give it?
Adam.Jaxa@cmich.edu.
Right. Man hits a high fly out to center. Back goes Max Clark. He's nearing the warning track. In front of the wall, he hauls it in, and then he leans back into the padding. Oh, Luke Mann just missing extra bases, and maybe even more than that. It is tough to go yard here, especially to dead center. The error, one man left, no runs. Halfway to the house, going to the bottom of the fifth inning. Whitecaps 1, Lugnuts nothing.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become 1 in a million.
Imagine a world where you're not afraid to go to school.
To ride the bus.
To walk to your locker.
To turn on your computer. To be yourself.
A world where you do not have to fear being alone.
where you don't feel weak
or embarrassed
or scared.
You have the power to stop the abuse.
Speak up.
Speak out.
You can make a difference.
It's your voice.
How will you use it?
Make your voice heard. Go to OKToSay.com.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Seven, 8-9, Luke Gold, Bennett Lee, Seth Stevenson. Forthcoming for West Michigan. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here with Adam Jaxa. And Clayton Bell also hanging tight with us. Entourage. Lugnuts down 1-0. Here's Luke Gold against the lefty Will Johnston. It was only tossed 5 innings once as a Lugnut. Lefty to righty. Gold takes it high, ball 1. Got to go all the way back for Will. His very first appearance in the Midwest League, made the 2nd against South Bend. 5 scoreless innings. He rocks and throws. Swing and a miss. Bottom fell out. Good looking slide piece from Will. 1-1 to Gold, who walked and stole second base but was stranded back in the 2nd. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. Strike 2. Fastball exploded by him. After that 5-inning outing back on May the 2nd for Will Johnston. Well, since then, he's had a number of appearances where he's gone 4 2/3 innings. Johnston deals. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Splitter from Will. Second strikeout for the Southpaw. What a way in the bottom of the 5th inning. We have Major League News to tell you about. Major League News referring to a former Lansing Lugnut. Here's the pitch to Bennett Lee. Swing and a miss, strike 1, fastball. 1-0 Whitecaps. One out with the bases clear for their number 8 hitting catcher, who asks for time. Back in 2015, Danny Jansen was a Lugnuts catcher. With the Lugnuts, his career was hampered by injury, broke his hand on a day in Dayton. His batting average never rose all that high. Here's the 0-1. Lee hits a high fly out to right field for Danny Bautista Jr. Spreads his arms wide. He waits. He squeezes with 2 hands. 2 outs. That's been the case for Jansen at the Major League level. The bat has come around. The defense is exceptional. Tremendous teammate. Just needs to stay healthy. And today, the Toronto Blue Jays trade him to the Boston Red Sox. On the move for Gilberto Bautista, Edinson Paulino, and Cutter Coffee. Mr. Coffee. 2 outs with the bases empty. Whitecaps leading 1-0 in the 5th. On the pitch to Seth Stevenson. Chopper up the middle. Analyzes the shortstop to his left. Grabs. Fires. That's wide of first base. Gets away. Stevenson overruns the bag and hangs tied right there. Catcher Rodriguez backs up the play. 2 out base runner for West Michigan. Turns things over and brings up Max Clark, the leadoff man. And the marquee member of this lineup. And with that, the Lugnuts get the right-hander, Yeison Sanchez, warming in the pen. Error charged to Aribiel Angeles. 2nd straight day with an error. 12th error overall for the year. He is now in first place in the Lugnuts in miscues. Stevenson will run 45 steals this year in 50 attempts. Lefty to lefty, Johnston to Clark. Down low, ball 1. So Danny Jansen traded by the Toronto Blue Jays. The Blue Jays also traded Nate Pearson back in 2018, appeared for the Lugnuts in the Crosstown Showdown. They traded him for, maybe this name sounds familiar, Yohendrick Piñango of the South Bend Cubs and Josh Rivera. Ball 1 offering. Clark chops it on a high hop over the 6-4 Simpson. Down the right field line. Base hit. Around the 3rd base, Stevenson. Held up there by Cappuccelli. Clark slides feet first into 2nd as the ball is brought back into the infield by Casey Yamauchi. Well, a Comstock Park chop of a double
from Max Clark, who is now 2-for-3 today. His first West Michigan double, he is 7-for-16 in the Midwest League. And there's second and third with two outs for Max Anderson.
Well, it's obviously a mistake by Anales, just misses the throw. But, man, it is a massive one because Stevenson is 0-for-15 in this series. He is also the nine-hitter. And obviously, Max Clark has been the best hitter in this series. And now you got to face Anderson, who clobbered a ball yesterday. So, some difficult circumstances for the Nuts after the mistake, by the way, for Anales in the Nuts, and even 100th error this year.
Right on the dot. For Will Johnston, 66 pitches right now, and of those, all but 16 have been in the zone. A lot of folks watching. Catcher C.J. Rodriguez went out to the mound. No sign of Don Schulze.
Well, we know how much of a competitor Will Johnston is. He absolutely is hoping he can get this final out and go five and just giving up the one run here.
Johnston against Max Anderson, batting right. Will goes full windup, lets it fly. Swing and a miss, strike one. Slider. They let the bases umpire Aguesa know. Full windup coming. Stevenson to third. Clark at second. 1-0 Caps looking to extend. Two outs. The pitch. Anderson takes. Low. Followed up with the fastball. Tell you what, that was not a bad-looking fastball. That's right there at the knees. Didn't get the call, though, from Nathan Hall. And Hall's strike zone generally has been good. First base open. The 1-1 break even. Down low, blocked by Rodriguez. I got worried there just for a moment. That ball bounced into the left-hand batter's box. CJ pulled off the mask. He had the mask in his right hand, the mitt in his left hand. He cannot touch the mask to the ball. That would have meant both runners move up a base. First baseman Simpson off his line and in. Outfield deep, shaded to right. The pitch. Anderson bounces foul up the left side. Two balls and two strikes with two outs to number 22 with two runners in scoring position for the Caps.
Nice.
Deuce is wild, baby. Oh, by the way, is the number two hitter in the order? Should I mention that?
You should. You could also mention that he's had two hits in this series.
But he's 0-for-2 today.
Mm.
Johnston with two outs, looking to get through five innings. The A&M Aggie lets it fly. The Cornhusker gulps it above the third baseman man. A base hit line into the left field corner. Two runs score. And, of course, Max Anderson stops at second with a double. West Michigan leads 3-0.
It's a little mistake, but it has turned out to be a massive, massive mistake from Anjales to first.
Runs unearned because of the throwing error, keeping this inning going. And now here's the pitching coach, Don Schulze. Well, a run in the fourth inning on a sacrifice foul fly that Danny Bautista Jr. did not need to try to catch. And Eddie Slaynard tagged and scored from third. And now here in the fifth, the throwing error by Anales with two outs, followed by back-to-back doubles by the Maxes, Clark and Anderson. Adam looked like a splitter down and in. Max Anderson dropped the barrel of the bat, lasered it right over Luke Mann. We were having a conversation before the game about the next big position player prospect for the Whitecaps after the 19-year-olds Clark and McGonigal. And is it Max Anderson? Is it Roberto Campos? And if you like Anderson, you have to ignore, really, the lack of defense and the lack of foot speed, and you have to focus entirely on that bat. That's why the Tigers drafted him. 3-0 West Michigan. And now here's Eddie Slaynard. 1-for-2 with a double. Right-handed batter, first pitch. Ground ball hanged foul up the third base side. Strike one.
Well, I'd like to see him working some fastballs here because they are clobbering this off-speed stuff from Johnston.
This has been my concern, is that when batters get a chance to look at Will, this is the third time around. Lefty to righty, the pitch bounced in and blocked. And really, nabbed somehow by C.J. Rodriguez to keep Anderson at second. Yeah, Adam.
I don't know if he doesn't trust his fastball or what, but he's throwing heavy off-speed stuff here to all these batters.
Will gets his sign. Looks back at second. Lets it fly. Swing and a miss. All right, back to the off-speed, but strike two for Leonard. Only hits allowed by Johnston in the game. Max Clark, the first batter on the first pitch he saw, a single. Leonard with a double leading off the fourth, and then hits three and four a moment ago. Max Clark a double, Max Anderson a two-run double. Johnston's 1-2 pitch to Leonard. Down low. Slider. Kevin McGonigal is on deck. And my inclination at this point is to think this is going to be the last batter that Johnston faces. Jason Sanchez would come in to face McGonigal. 2-2. Fought off foul to the right side on pitch number 76. Eddie Leonard out of Santo Domingo. Sam Omtan is the Lugnuts starting pitcher yesterday, Wander Guante. If you go today in Lansing Lugnuts history, in 2022, Eddie Leonard led things off with a homer in the bottom of the first inning for Great Lakes, and the Loons beat the Lugnuts. The 2-2 pitch, a little low, 3-2. In that game, Max Muncy homered on the very first pitch of the game at Dow Diamond. So you had a leadoff homer in the top half by Muncy, but a leadoff homer in the bottom half by Leonard back when he was a Dodgers prospect. 3-2 pitch with two gone. Leonard swings and misses. He struck him out with a slider, and the inning is over. So Will Johnston matches his high with 5 innings. He strikes out 3. And he strikes out 2 to sandwich the 5th inning. But he also allows 2 hits. The big error by Anales meant 2 unearned runs. Anderson stranded at 2nd. Going to the 6th inning. 3-0 Whitecaps.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. If you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now, because it's 91% beatable if detected early. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The West Michigan starter Joe Miller, one of 15 Joe Millers who's ever pitched in the minors, plus the 2 Joe Millers who were in the majors. That Joe Miller is out, and the new man in is the only Jasper that there's ever been. Jasper Sanchez. By the way, Adam, that's not true. There was also a Jasper Monzon. But Jasper Sanchez, the right-hander, 6'1", 200 pounds out of Marek High, misses for ball one to Johnny Butler, a fastball at 97 miles an hour. Sanchez and the Whitecaps lead the Lugnuts by a 3-0 score. We start up the 6th. Righty to lefty, Butler takes a called strike right down the middle. The off speed. Slider there. He offers. Butler did not chase. Pitch above the zone at 97. Two balls and a strike. Jasper Sanchez comes in with a 1.83 ERA. His pitch fouled straight back. 2-2. League batting just 169 against him. He is 23 years of age. A minor league free agent signed on Cinco de Mayo last year. The break even runs outside. Well, the count is full.
You know what I could use right now? Some Loon's popcorn, Jesse.
Oh, I was thinking a rally. I was wrong.
No, man, I want some Loon's popcorn.
The payoff pitch. Outside for ball four. Well, if you can't get Loon's popcorn, would you like a leadoff walk?
I would. I would absolutely like a rally. I mean, I figured that was a given. But I will state that from now on.
Jasper Sanchez, the former Ranger farmhand, now takes on Ryan Lasko, the Rutgers Scarlet Knight, who has walked and singled today. Knots down 3-0. Righty to righty. Starts him off with a called strike and the slider. Your sixth inning slang today is fire sale. What's a fire sale in the world of baseball lingo?
Sounds fun.
Sometimes. The pitch up and in. One ball, one strike on Lasko. Butler, good speed on at first base. Remember, the Lugnuts have hurt bullpens. Here's your first reliever for the Caps. The pitch inside. Two balls and a strike on Lasko. And I tell you what, if Jasper Sanchez has come in not throwing strikes, that plays right into the Nuts' hands. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Good fastball by him at 95. Entering play today, the Lugnuts had drawn 94 more walks than West Michigan. Lasko, great patience. Break even. Check swing. It was high on appeal. Didn't go. Three balls and two strikes. We got a guy batting who's drawn the most walks of anybody in the organization. When he was in the California League, he ranked second in walks. Butler at first, nobody out. Payoff, swing and a miss, struck him out with a cheddar. Alto Queso at 97. One away for Danny Bautista Jr. Look, the Lugnuts have faced a lot of West Michigan pitchers who've thrown 88, 89, 90 in this series. Jasper Sanchez is not one of them. 3-0 Whitecaps, one out, Butler at first. Righty to righty. Danny Bautista Jr. takes ball one inside. That was 98. Danny lined into a double play back in the first, popped out to first inning in the fourth. Sanchez sets, throws. Dribbler up the third base side, but it rolls foul. And Craig Conklin, with that ball rolling toward the coach's box, is nowhere near the coach's box. He is all the way down the left field line. Signals across the diamond to Butler. Why, Adam? Why do they draw the coach's box where they draw it, considering nobody stands there? It's just way too close to home plate.
I think that maybe is why West Michigan draws it so slenderly.
Runner starts and stops. The pitch is low. Slider for ball two.
Just kind of an afterthought out there. They're like, yeah, we got to put it in there, but let's just do it as least amount as possible.
It's like a bracket. Sanchez deals. Butt off the hands into the screen. Two balls, two strikes. Why do we even call it a coach's box when it's not a box?
Yeah, it's just kind of a line with a couple of small lines attached to it, you know?
Yeah. You extend those small lines a little bit the other way. It's a capital letter I. That's skinny. Sanchez spins, throws to first, Butler is safe.
I get it, though. It's not a good feeling to be boxed in, you know?
Oh, who wants to be boxed in?
You want to be boxing out.
In the batter's box, Danny Bautista Jr. Two balls, two strikes, one out. The pitch from Sanchez. Shot up the middle beyond Sanchez. Grabbed by second baseman Anderson. Steps on second, throws to first. Double play. Second double play hit into by Batista Jr. Third for the Lugnuts lineup. Sanchez faces the minimum, and we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's still 3-0 West Michigan.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets, anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It's a 3-0 West Michigan advantage. And as we open up the bottom of the sixth inning, number 30 is now into work for the Lugnuts. Yason Sanchez against 4-5-6, McGonigal, Campos, Santana. Right-hander Sanchez to Kevin McGonigal, batting left. Slings in the sidearm, fastball for a called strike at the very bottom of the zone. Well, Johnston out after 5 innings. 3 runs allowed. 2 unearned. McGonigal takes down low and away. Kicked off to the right side. 1-1. Johnston struck out 3. He walked 1. Gave up 4 base hits. Currently in line to lose the game. Sanchez lets it fly. And down and away. 2. So Yason Sanchez. 26 appearances this year. 34 and a third innings. 50 hits allowed plus 26 walks. 30 strikeouts. 2-1, hitter's pitch. McGonigal bounces foul. Little John Cena action up in here. Time is now. The time is now for this 2-ball, 2-strike pitch from Yeerson. That 2, hopping foul up to the right. So we've got Jasper, according to the West Michigan pronunciation guide, Jasper. Y-O-S-B-E-R. Jasper Sanchez on one side. Jasper hailing from Maracay, Venezuela. And Yeison. Y-E-H-I-Z-O-N out of La Romana, Dominican Republic. Sanchez on the other. Again, the 2-2. Chopper pulled right of the mound. Second baseman Yamauchi grabs. Quick transfer on the throw to first for out number 1. Your sixth inning slang today. Fire sale. Adam, you know what a fire sale is in baseball slang?
The 2024 Chicago White Sox.
Yeah. Toronto Blue Jays are heading down that road, too. It's when a team trades away its players. Righty, righty. Roberto Campos. Grounds foul. Left side. Hopping beyond the camera well up under the seats.
The 2024 Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah, Randy Arozarena got traded. Zach Eflin at 0-1. That 2 fouled that.
The 2024 Miami Marlins.
Jez Chisholm traded to the New York Yankees. Angels traded Carlos Estevez to the Phillies today. And there are more trades coming all the while. 0-2 pitch from Sanchez. Outside. Not caught cleanly by CJ Rodriguez. But it's 1.
The 2024 Detroit Tigers.
Well, Jack Flaherty is on the block. Will he go to the Astros?
Tarek Skubal?
If Tarek Skubal is traded, you would hear this entire stadium get angry all at the same time. 3-0 Whitecaps. The pitch, outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Campos. 1 out, nobody on in the home sixth inning.
Did you like that? That was my...
That was great.
Brought to you by SportsCenter voice.
The fire sale teams of 2024. Sanchez sets, kicks, steals. Ground ball up the middle. Anales to his left. Can't get there. Base hit center field. It is juggled around out there by Ryan Lasko, but Campos stays put at second. And now Lasko wings it in. That's a one-out single for the Whitecaps. As a kid, there was something about a fire sale that excited me because I could not wait to see all the prospects coming back. Who would be the new young stars? There's Luis Santana. 0-2 today with a fly out to left and a ground out to short. The pitch. Bouncing ball left side. Luke Mann comes in. Short hop hit. Looks at second. Goes to first for the out. Campos to second. Two away.
What is up with all the short hop great picks from the left side of the infield for both teams in this series?
Love it. Flashing the leather. Good defense is a beautiful thing. Campos now in scoring position, walking away from second. Second baseman Yamauchi up the middle. Here's Luke Gold batting right. The pitch. Foul tip straight back. 3-0 Whitecaps, 1 in the 4th, 2 in the 5th, looking for another in the 6th. The first inning of work for the reliever Sanchez. Number 30 on the mound. Number 30, also the number being worn by the LMCU ballpark, Fat Boy. At 0-1. Fastball runs inside.
Jesse, is that a new glove for Yeison? If I haven't noticed that before, that's a heck of a glove that he's got on.
He was on the injured list, and he must have been planning ahead. Here's the pitch. Fouled straight back. All right, let's break this down. I would call that ice blue.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah.
Solid.
That's a great looking glove. Complements that turquoise Locos jersey well.
Black socks pulled up high. Shoes white and black. Road gray pants. The pitch. Down and away. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Luke Gold. 0-1 today with a walk, a steal, and a strikeout. Luke Gold also has his socks pulled up to his knees. A white pant with a lime green jersey shirt and the blue shoulders, the blue sleeves. The 2-2 pitch, inside, and it hit him. You know, there's that momentary hesitation. Did it hit the player or the bat? It hit the player. Gold sent down to first base, and now West Michigan is first and second with 2 men out for Bennett Lee. Five HPPs this year for Yerson Sanchez. And that provokes the meeting from Don Schulze. Tomorrow is the series finale. 2.05 p.m. the start time. And the Lugnuts will have the tandem of Blaise Pontes and Chen Zhongao Zhuang. Pontes will start. The right-hander Jaden Hamm is scheduled. And the question is it going to be Hamm or Bergner? The last thing that I heard was that Bergner is going to be making the rehab start, and then Jaden Hamm will follow him. We'll work to confirm with the Whitecaps people. But Adam, here's the worry. Jaden Hamm is the ace of this West Michigan staff. The Lugnuts enter play today having won 3 of 4. If you lose this, with Hamm on the mound, the Whitecaps are going to come in confident. They would look to win both games over the weekend and clinch a series split.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that. I'm looking for a top of the ninth inning comeback here from the Nuts. They owe West Michigan that after Thursday. So don't worry, Jesse. The Nuts are going to win tonight.
Oh, good.
I appreciate your sentiment, though, and your thoughts.
Yeah.
They were well thought out, calculated.
My worries are now gone.
Well, you know what they say. Don't worry.
Be happy.
That's right.
Bennett Lee steps in, smiling with his head shot on the video board. 2-1, 2-out, bottom of the sixth. The pitch, low and away from Yeison Sanchez. 3-0 Whitecaps. There's a happy face that is currently jutting out from the top of the 10th on the hand-operated scoreboard out beyond the left field wall, watching the proceedings. Sanchez sets, delivers. Up and in. 2 balls, no strikes. Lee has grounded a third and fly to right, though that was against the starter, Will Johnston. Number 9 hitter, Seth Stevenson on deck. I believe that Seth is 0 for 18 in the series. Is that right?
Yeah, that is correct.
Okay. 2-0. Inside, ball 3 to Lee. Well, that said, still don't think you want to load the bases for him.
Yeah, 0 for 18 after tonight's game is complete. He's 0 for 16 right now.
Oh, okay. 0 for 16. 3-0 pitch, Bennett Lee. Takes a called strike. Fastball at 92. I would argue that Sanchez, as much as any other pitcher on the Lugnuts, you're just not too sure where that ball is going. Sinker, slider, splitter. Looks back, lets it fly. Lee takes a ball a little low. And he has walked Lee to load the bases. When things have gone well in this series for the Lugnuts, they have victimized the West Michigan bullpen. West Michigan's only win, though, came against the Lugnuts pen, scoring 3 runs in the bottom of the 9th inning to walk off the Lugnuts 5-4 on Thursday. Right now, again, the reliever Sanchez in his first inning of work. 2 outs. Lee at first, Gold at second, Campos at third for Seth Stevenson. The pitch starts him off with a called strike. Slider from Yeison.
Well, if he gets Stevenson here, I mean, this is just smart pitching right here. You know, get to the guy that doesn't have a hit in this series. Don't worry about anything else. Only need 1 out.
3-0 Whitecaps. Righty to righty. The pitch. Shot toward short. One hopping through in the left center field. Base hit. 2-run score. Stevenson streaks for second. A throw in. Yamauchi tags him out. And the side retired. The inning over. What a fine play made by the Lugnuts just to rescue the inning. But Stevenson does single in Campos and Gold. One runner left on. Insurance tacked on. 5-0 Whitecaps going to the 7th inning. Adam Jackson will be right back with a call.
My name is Luis Fonsi. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
Kids, they're just different than us. Finally, their cancer treatment will be too. Introducing the Dare to Dream Project from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Help us transform treatment and care for kids and support all our work at LLS.org.
Within 15 seconds of logging onto social media, the algorithm has your daughter in its crosshairs. Congress knows, but it refuses to act. Use your voice. Demand a plan. Join us at the Center for Countering Digital Hate, protectingkidsonline.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
Well, all right, we're back here for the top of the 7th inning. 5-0, Lansing is trailing. Jesse, you had something on your mind.
I mean, you gave me this lovely 1-0 game. And now look at the condition I'm giving it back to you.
Jesse, what I will have to say is don't worry. Lugnuts like to get after the bullpens. And we'll see if they can do it again tonight. By the way, that was Ryan Lasko that threw out Stevenson moments ago. So that is an 8-4 putout to end the frame. The pitch. Breaking ball is in there. Strike one against Will Simpson. Yasber Sanchez is the man that's back out there. That's getting blanked. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. That was chased outside. 92-mile-an-hour pitch that rolled wide. Nuts scored 8 runs unanswered last night. Held on to win 8-5. The pitch. On that outside corner, Beauty slid it away there. And right after Simpson chased one out, he wasn't going to chase another, but this one clipped the edge. Strikeout number 2 for Sanchez. Well, as Jesse was mentioning, if Lansing loses this one today, then they'll have to try and win the series tomorrow. First pitch. That's outside. Ball 1. If they don't win today and don't win tomorrow, they would head home with a disappointing 3-3 split. The pitch. That shot back up, foul, strike 1 as it heads off the facing of the LMCU ballpark suite level. A good time to tell you that Jesse and I got a tour of the renovations. The pitch, this is hit out to shallow right field. Campos going over towards the line. Quickly, there are 2 outs, so I will quickly start talking.
Yeah, I didn't know when you and I wanted to talk all about this.
Well, they are in a five-phase plan right now and a 5-year plan of renovating LMCU Ballpark, which is one of the oldest parks in the league because it was here in the early 90s. And they've got a new building extended to the left of suite level when you come in. The pitch, Casey Yamauchi takes it, strike 1. 5-0, our score in the top of the 7th, West Michigan leading. So a new clubhouse, new entranceway for the Whitecaps. The pitch, checked it. Did he go? Yes, he did. 0-2. There is a new batting cage that is being built. There is a new suite level extension that is being built. And their plan is to do a 360 wraparound concourse as well. But Jim Jarecki, the longtime GM, one of our favorites, took us with hard hats and vests into the construction zone. 0-2, popped up, of course. Shallow, McGonigal, called off by Leonard at third. He makes the catch. We'll talk about it as he stretched things out to the bottom of the 7th, 5-0, West Michigan. We'll talk more when we return.
I want you to imagine for a moment you're in a hospital. You are the patient connected to an IV bag. There's a constant parade of serious doctors, countless tests, endless pokes, and a serious diagnosis. Scary surgeries are followed by painful recoveries. You're in the hospital for days, weeks, months. Now imagine experiencing all of these things and you're only a child. This is why Starlight exists, to bring happiness to hospitalized children through programs that help kids cope, build resilience, bolster confidence, and change their outlook. Programs like gaming, virtual reality headsets, toy deliveries, radio flyer wagons, and cozy hospital gowns are just a few of the ways Starlight eases a child's hospital stay. Because happiness matters. Visit starlight.org to learn more.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
We're all stretched out here, and Cotton Eye Joe is now playing at LMCU Ballpark. 5-0, West Michigan getting the best of Lansing so far. Jack Owen, the Auburn Tiger, is coming into the game here in the 7th. So he takes over for Yason Sanchez, who gave up a couple of runs on a couple of hits and a couple of walks. Jack Owen, the lefty, second lefty to tab the slab.
Look at you.
I'm a poet, and I know it. Here's Max Clark. Max Anderson on deck, Eddie Leonard in the hole. Lefty-lefty matchup, the pitch home. In there, strike 1. Clark tonight, 2-for-3. The 19-year-old top-ranked prospect in the Tigers' org. He is number 10 in all of minor league baseball. 7 hits for him in 17 at-bats this week. The pitch, that's outside. So, Jesse, what'd you think of all the renovations? And thanks again to Jim Jarecki for taking you and I through there a couple of, what was that, yesterday? 1-1 pitch, instead time is called. Okay.
Fascinating to hear from Jim. This ballpark initially opening up in 1994, and he said, we just missed all the great ideas for minor league ballparks.
1-1 pitch. Down low, two balls and a strike.
Right, with the Lugnuts opening up in 1996, but the idea was move stadiums downtown. Well, this ballpark was built too early for that. And then all sorts of other things that came about, this ballpark missed.
2-1, that's in there. We're even.
So this is trying to fix a lot of different things, to modernize, to add all sorts of tiers in and hosting areas.
Pitch home. Breaking ball is pounced off the plate, foul first base side. Yeah, they've got a couple of berms out in left and right, and that's where he said, if you've ever been to Parkview Field, which is a 2009 built park, they've got tiers out, and that's what they're going to do here, which is a more modern, popular style look, and I think that is going to look really sharp when it's all done. 2-2 pitch. Reached down and poked over towards short. Charging Anales on big hops. Throws on the run. Just in time. A stretch and a lunge up from Simpson, and they get the speedy Clark. One down.
I heard a comparison from a scout today of Max Clark to Lenny Dykstra at his best at the top of the Phillies order. There's some power there, but there is a lot of that left-handed leadoff switch or lead off a spark plug center fielder in his game.
Max Anderson takes the first pitch inside. He is toolsy, Max Clark is.
Right, the power is not there yet, but everything else has been on display.
1-0 pitch. That's down low. Two balls, no strikes.
Back to the ballpark. I think it's going to be interesting to see when this ballpark gets a 360-degree concourse.
That's going to be really nice out here. The pitch, on the ground over towards third. Man to his left, scoops it up, sets, throws to first. Reaching, Simpson's got it, two down. I just appreciate it. They do have a picture up of what it's going to look like when it's all said and done. Over there in the construction area, you can look. Coming soon, it says. They are going to keep the handheld scoreboard out there where the manual scoreboard. And in the manual scoreboard in the picture, they were playing the Lansing Lugnuts. The pitch, that's down low, ball one. 5-0, Whitecaps leading the Lugnuts. We're in the bottom of the seventh at LMCU ballpark. Bases clear, two away. Owens looked good against the top of the card. The pitch, on the inside corner, strike one.
I mean, minor league baseball really is Lansing and West Michigan and Michigan. Great Lakes is not a part of the conversation.
Nah. The pitch. That's on the inside corner, strike two. Well, man, I always think what it would be like. I really wish that LMCU ballpark was in downtown Grand Rapids. The pitch, breaking ball down low. I mean, if it sat where Van Andel sits,
yes.
I know that this is a big hockey spot here in GR, and I respect that, but boy, if they had hockey and baseball right next to each other, right downtown with all the restaurants and bars. 2-2, swing and a miss. Good pitching from Owen. And he goes 1-2-3 through the top of the card with a strikeout to complete it. I really think that would enhance it. But, as you mentioned, this was built just before that trend. And I think they're doing everything they can to make this ballpark one of the best in minor league baseball. And we are excited to see what the final results look like. Still two innings before this result is final. Nuts coming up in the eighth, down 5-0.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
All right, to the eighth inning we go, where Lansing has done a lot of their damage in this series. They've scored 8 total runs in this half inning. Here's the pitch home. Swing and a miss from Cam Masterman. Cliverth Perez is the new lefty on the hill. So they've gone lefty, righty, lefty tonight. The pitch. This is hammered out to left center field, running away from Max Clark. Over, he stretches. Dodge can't get to it. It heads to the wall. Masterman is at second. He takes a look. He takes a turn. Heading to third. He is in without a throw. A leadoff triple for Cam Masterman in this eighth inning.
When you say that the Lugnuts have done damage in the series in the eighth inning, you're not wrong. And Cam Masterman wants to keep that going.
He could have kept on going the way that he was moving around the bases. How about that? Lansing leads the league with 33 triples. Here's C.J. Rodriguez. First pitch, way up and outside, ball one. Rodriguez has hit the ball hard tonight to center field twice. They've been caught both times by Clark. For Masterman, that's his third triple this year. 5-0 Whitecaps, top eight. The pitch home. Inside. Rodriguez kicks his foot out of the way. Well, Nutt's got to get something going again. He can bring you back to West Michigan, how they won on Thursday. They trailed the entire game, stole it in the ninth with 3 runs. Does Lansing have something similar tonight in the final 2 innings? The pitch on the ground over towards third. This will get the run home. Scooped up by McGonigal at short. Sets, throws to first, and Rodriguez is just nabbed. But that brings in the run. Nutt's won't get shut out. And the comeback has started 5-1 in the eighth.
Every journey begins with a step.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Gonna take this one game at a time.
Gonna take this one at bat at a time.
One pitch at a time.
The pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. Well, let's get to the trivia answer here in this eighth inning. You see, we asked it in the fifth, so I gave you all an extra half inning. The pitch, that's outside. 1-1. We asked you back in the fifth, when was the last winning month for the Oakland Athletics? They have secured a winning month here in July with their win yesterday. The pitch, swing and a miss. Oakland is 13-7 in the month of July with 4 games left to go. They're 2 more against the Angels. Pitch home, lifted, deep, center field. Clark is going back. He's at the track. He's up towards the wall, and he makes the catch. 2 outs. Oh, my goodness. Luke Mann has squared up a couple of blasted baseballs to the deeper part of center field's warning track in his last 2 at-bats.
That's the problem. He's hitting it to the graveyard, which is good, right? You want a batter to hit it right up the middle, take it through the middle. If he pulls either one of those flies, they're off or over the wall.
Here's Johnny Butler, the pitch. Fastball top of the zone, strike one. 5-1, Whitecaps leading in the eighth. Yeah, all of Luke Mann's homers have been rockets down the right field line. 0-1, swing and a miss, strike two.
In the grand scheme of the game, it's not great. And the grand scheme of Luke Mann, really great.
Yeah, single in his first at-bat. And then crushed balls to center in the fifth and the eighth. He's looked much better since he put contact on the baseball late in last night's game. We get into responses tonight, Jesse?
No responses to my inbox. How about yours?
The 0-2. This is fly foul. Out of play. I suppose I should check. I don't think so. It's nothing over here. Do you have any guesses? The pitch down low. Last time the A's had a winning month.
Let's go 2022.
Do you know the month? Don't stray far. The pitch is outside.
Let's say July.
July of 2022, you are right. They went 14-12 in that month. Pitch home. Line drive out to right field, past the glove of the second baseman, Anderson. Johnny Butler's aboard for the first time with a hit tonight, second time after his walk in the sixth.
Clyburn out here throwing batting practice. Masterman, Mann, and Butler have ripped him.
Can the Lugnuts pay it off and get some more runs? But anyway, yes. 13-7 in the month of July this year for the A's. The pitch, swing and a miss from Ryan Lasko. So pretty cool. The A's will finish up their two games against the Angels and then take on the Giants. The pitch, that's down low. One ball, one strike. And that's, as Jesse mentioned earlier, been the goal of the A's players. They want to win months. They want to do it for Mark Kotze. They love their manager. And they've had some down teams over the last couple of years. 1-1 pitch. It's a nubbed ball, first base side, weakly hit, over to the first baseman, and the flip, that is late to the pitcher there, Perez. Gold flipped it late. It was an awkward landing stumble on the base from Lasko, but he is in before the ball was flipped there, so the Nuts continue on and two out.
That could have gone either way, but Christian Arguesa, the bases umpire, staring right at it and did not hesitate. There's the speed of Ryan Lasko.
And glad to see that he's okay, too, because he had a stumble, kind of a, looked like his ankle kind of gave up on him as he stamped down hard on the bag to try and beat it out. You can understand it was a bang-bang play. But the inning continues for Danny Bautista Jr. Home run, anybody, to get the Nuts right back in this game?
Well, I'd be curious about a double steal right here. Move those runners to second and third. Danny Bautista Jr., what did he do in the eighth inning yesterday? Two-run single.
I'm going to say no with two outs.
Okay.
But I understand what you're saying. By the way, what he did in the eighth inning? Yeah, two-run single. That was pretty good yesterday. Lansing scored five yesterday in the eighth. If they wanted to get five in the eighth again today, we wouldn't be upset. That would tie the score.
Potential game-tying run is on deck, and you know who that is.
That is Will Simpson.
He has great willpower.
He really does. Where there's a will, there's a way. Here is Danny Boy Bautista. Lefty-righty, 2-on-2-out. The pitch. Fastball, inside corner, strike one.
After Jose Bautista was Joey Bats. I'm kind of surprised that we never hear anyone say Danny Bats.
Yeah. Would be there, but it's been done, so I get it. 0-1 pitch. There's a bouncing ball towards first. This should do it. Scooped up by Gold. He'll handle it to his bag himself. Tags it. And that will do it. Nuts get three hits, including a triple, their first extra base hit of the night. They get their first run of the night, but they still trail by four as we head to the bottom of the eighth.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Thank you.
Off to the bottom of the eighth here in West Michigan. Lansing has won three of the first four games in this series. However, they're in some trouble tonight, down 5-1. Going to try and keep it a four-run game after getting their first run in the top of the eighth. Here comes 57-year-old top prospect Kevin McGonigal into the box. 0-for-3 tonight. Lefty-lefty matchup. The pitch home. Bouncing ball foul. I guess I got that wrong. He's only 19 years old.
Typo.
Now, my bad. But boy, if you look at him. The pitch home. That's inside.
Every time you mention his age, it goes up. He was in his 30s, then he was in his 40s, and now you're up to Heinz 57.
Guy's going to be paying child support by the time he gets to Erie. The pitch. That's outside. Two balls and a strike.
Senior discount.
AARP. He struggled in this series at the plate, just 2-for-15. Owen throws. That's outside. Jesse, you got an email in the middle of the eighth inning that you brought up. I wanted you to give it to us on air here. What do we got? Let's get this pitch first from Jack Owen. 3-1 on its way. Breaking ball beautifully in there. Ooh, just a little bit tight on the shadow zone. Good call by Nathan Hall, the home plate umpire. Ball four. McGonigal gets his second walk of the series, leadoff man up.
David Lachman was riding in, and it's all the question of parking or location. This ballpark has tons and tons of parking, but the location is way out of town. It's suburbs of Grand Rapids compared to with Lansing, with the Lugnuts in Jacksonville. It's right downtown. So writes David, totally agree with Adam.
Here's Roberto Campos from the right side. One on, nobody out. 5-1 Whitecaps, bottom eight. The pitch. Checked it. It's in there. Strike one. Yeah, I mean, in some aspects, it is kind of cool that you're driving up the highway and you see the park sitting right next to the highway. Maybe that's a draw. The 0-1 pitch. That's shot foul. But because it's up the highway and north of downtown Grand Rapids, there's nothing around it. And that's been the big... I mean, for any park, that's the big buy-in that you want. You want things around it. Restaurants, bars, things to do. The pitch. That's outside. Throwback to first. A little bit late on the tag from Will Simpson, but a good effort there by CJ Rodriguez.
I was in San Diego, just walking around downtown, exploring the city. And suddenly there was the Padres ballpark. Happened upon it.
Now 131 is the highway running west of here. The pitch. Golf down to left field. It's down for a base hit in front of Masterman. Station to station. McGonigal to second. Campos to first. First to have reached in the eighth. 5-1. Whitecaps. I mean, the thing that you want people to be out and about and around the ballpark before the game and bring in that great atmosphere once the game starts, and then you can go places after, and there's just not that feel here. So that's why downtown, right in the heart of cities, is where parks, either at the major league level or the minor league level, have become so popular. Look at Fort Wayne, Lansing, Midland, the pitch. That's fly back, out of play. And again, what Grand Rapids does better than anybody else, they're already a really fun city. They're Beer City, there's so many great restaurants and bars and parks and things to do. The pitch home. That's on the outer edge, ball one. So you may think sports is an afterthought, but then you remember how much people love the Grand Rapids Griffins here in GR. And Van Andel is right down in the heart of the city. 1-1. That's popped up, first base side. Back goes Will Simpson, overcomes Yamauchi. Yamauchi calls him off. Infield fly is called. It is caught by Yamauchi. One down in this eighth inning.
Grand Valley State.
Grand Valley State and Allendale. But I'm talking right in the heart of Grand Rapids.
Yes.
Because you've got Allendale, you've got Kalamazoo.
No. This downtown, is a metropolis.
Yeah, downtown GR is one of the hidden gems in the state of Michigan. And people love their hockey. They love minor league sport. I mean, look at how many people are coming to these West Michigan games. Here's Luke Gold. The pitch. That's up high. Ball one. So, despite that they're renovating, and they're going to do a great job, as we mentioned, with LMCU Ballpark boy, I can't even wonder what Van Andel and LMCU ballpark right next to each other would be like. Here's a pitch home. That's in there. Strike one. Because Grand Rapids is one of the bigger markets in all of minor league baseball, you can make it into professional field. I mean, most of these pro cities, they have the parks right next to each other. Look at Detroit. Here's a 1-1 pitch. That's kicked back. Strike two. And again, this is a Tigers affiliate, so you could mirror it right after Detroit. You've got Ford Field, LCA, and Comerica all right basically on the same block from each other. And you could have done that same thing here with both the Griffins and the Whitecaps. I digress. 1-2 pitch instead is a turnaround to second. So that's what I always think when I come to Grand Rapids. I wish so much, Jesse, that this park was right downtown because I do love this city.
When they released the news, when they said, we've got a big surprise for everyone.
1-2 pitch. That's a bounding ball, foul.
That's what I thought they were going to announce. And I was reading all of the speculation. As the Whitecaps said, we've got a major announcement. And person after person after person said, oh, are you going to move your stadium downtown? And then they said, no, we're just going to renovate this one.
Two on, one out, the pitch. That's inside. Two balls, two strikes. We got the attendance tonight. It's 8,686. This may be overstepping, but I think you could build yourself a 15,000 to 20,000 stadium if you put this thing right down Grand Rapids. I think that many people would come on a consistent basis. The pitch, breaking ball is fouled. Two balls, two strikes on Gould. But again, you understand it. It was built right before that became so popular in the early 90s. And West Michigan says, hey, listen, we've got this great park here. Let's just renovate it and make it one of the best in minor league baseball. So that is what they're in the process of doing here over the next few years. 2-2 pitch. Bouncing ball. Foul. And you know me, Jesse, I don't like to say a ton of nice things about the west side of the state, but man, Grand Rapids is such a fun city. It's not quite a big city like Detroit or Chicago or New York or LA, but it's that next great smaller size with so many fun things to do. The pitch, driven out to left field, hanging up and reaching up. Masterman makes the catch over his shoulder and whips it back in. Two outs here in the eighth. Both McGonigal and Campos stay put at first and second. Here comes Bennett Lee, 5-1 Whitecaps in the bottom of the eighth. It's got to be right there with Dayton, perhaps the biggest market in the Midwest League,
yes,
Grand Rapids?
I should say so.
Here comes Bennett Lee from the right side against the lefty Owen. Owen looks to second, now comes home. Swing and a miss. Blew that by him at 86. I mean, they got what? The John Ball Zoo out here. They've got Meyer Gardens. The 0-1 outside.
All right, I got you.
What do you got?
TV media markets across the country. Dayton is number 66. Grand Rapids is number 42.
There it is. The biggest in the Midwest League. And a ton of fun to do. And again, you're far away. The pitch, that's inside. 2-1.
Let me go down a couple. Number 37 is Cincinnati. 38 is Milwaukee. And then West Palm Beach, Las Vegas, Jacksonville, Grand Rapids.
Here's a 2-1 pitch from Owen. Line drive over the third baseman man into left field. This will score runs. McGonigal in around third. Masterman struggling to find the ball. Campos waved around third. He scores. Cutoff throw is dropped by Angeles. Two-run double by Bennett Lee. And that might be lights out for the Nuts here tonight. 7-1, West Michigan, bottom eight.
If you go back to June 29th in Lansing, Michigan, Bennett Lee on that night hit a three-run double against Jack Owen in the ninth inning. Here, just a two-run double in the eighth inning, but that's big insurance.
And here comes Seth Stevenson. Got his first hit of the series in his last at bat before being caught, trying to extend it into a double. One run in the fourth for West Michigan, two in the fifth and the sixth, and now two so far here in the eighth with two outs. And did we just get, we just got a check over to third. They're going to appeal, and safe is the call. So I'm not sure if they were looking at either Campos or McGonigal, but they thought somebody missed third base, and that is not the case.
They don't charge you anything for the appeal.
That's right. He touched the base.
I see.
Yeah, we're just doing some rhymes, that's all. 6-run lead here for West Michigan. Pitch home. Outside, ball one. So there you go, Jesse. Have I sold you on a downtown park?
You sold me. You didn't sell them. They're staying here for the foreseeable future, so that means you and I, we can use the valuable real estate downtown for whatever we'd like.
Pitch home. That's outside. Two balls, no strikes. I mean, you read off the media markets. We've always talked about the Midwest League feeling like a double-A league with how many great stadiums they have, and turned themselves into a bigger feel putting this in downtown GR. The pitch home. That's inside. Three balls, no strikes. So many great restaurants. There's so many great spots in downtown Grand Rapids. Stella's Great Burger.
Oh, really?
So, so good. 3-0 pitch. That's in there. Strike one.
Do you have a favorite brewery?
Goodness. I don't have one off the top of my head, but there are a ton.
Favorite breakfast place?
Ooh. Still searching. 3-1. This is popped up to shallow right. In comes Bautista Jr. He's under it. Makes the catch. And that will do it. Just too many options. And that's what's great about Grand Rapids. You can find pretty much anything. You can find the Whitecaps with a 7-1 lead right up the road from GR in Comstock Park at LMCU Ballpark. We head to the ninth. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler takes you the rest of the way.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Come on, Dad. There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
This is Vince Cotronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adajaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
And now to the ninth inning, with the Nuts down 7-1 to West Michigan. For the top of the ninth, Tanner Kolup has come into pitch. Lugnuts beat Kolup earlier in this series. He is a man who throws hard but struggles with his command. If you go back to the second game of the series, the Lugnuts and the Whitecaps entered the ninth inning tied up 6-6. Jose Escorche led things off against Kolup in the ninth inning with an infield single. Took second on a throwing error by Kevin McGonigal. Three batters later, Danny Bautista Jr. singled him in for a 7-6 win. Here today, they're down 7-1. They've got some more catching up to do. Kolup takes over for Cliverth Perez, who allowed one run on three hits in the eighth inning. Simpson Angeles Yamauchi. Righty to righty, Will Simpson. Ball one inside with a fastball at 97. Will is 1-for-3 with a single and a couple of strikeouts. Outfield is deep and straight up. Kolup throws. And there's a called strike with Will taking the entire way.
slider from Cola. Even the slider is hard. 88 miles an hour. The pitch. Swing and a miss. And the count is 1-2. Only run for the Lugnuts last inning. A Masterman leadoff triple. A ground out by C.J. Rodriguez scored him. The pitch. Simpson fights it off the hands back into the netting. One ball and two strikes, it stays. No sign of the American flag. No wind to rustle it right now. Hidden behind the pole in center. Pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Will Gunn on strikes. A third time today that he has struck out. And there's one away in the ninth inning. Now Eribiel Angeles. Anales is 0-3. The pitch, taking all the way. Strike called, inside corner. You know, the Lugnuts came into play today one game below 500 overall for the year, 46-47. Try to get back up there. Cole up deals. Bouncing ball, foul up the third base side. Strike two. But now trailing by 6 runs. Top of the ninth, one out. The Whitecaps, with a win, would improve to 500 here in the second half. Overall for the year, there's still 5 games under 500. 0-2. Fought off, foul to the right side. Fastball up above the zone. Anales late, caught a piece. Sky's darkening above. Cole-up straightens with the sign. Kicks, offers, slider low and away. One ball, two strikes.
Hopefully they can jump over that 500 mark. They got off to such that tough start in Beloit, but they have made their way back, closing in on it.
Popped up, foul, up to the right side, and out of play on the roof of the dugout with a high hop upward. It's been tantalizing, Adam. Every time the Lugnuts catch fire, get right back there, and they slip back. They won 3 of the first 4 games of this series, but trailing tonight. The pitch. Anales hits this one foul right into the dirt. We were expecting to see Jacob Waters in relief of Will Johnston today. No sign of Waters, though. Interesting. Cullups 1-2. Smacked on the ground, off the mound, skimming on the right side, grabbed by Anderson to his left. The second baseman throws to first for the second out. That ball was hit hard by Anales. Max Anderson equal to the task. And now the Whitecaps are one out away from a 7-1 win. It's Casey Yamauchi. Unusually for him, hitless in 3 at-bats. The pitch. He swings away and fouls it away right side. Strike 1. One in the 4th for the Whitecaps against Will Johnston, and 2 unearned in the 5th against Will. 2 in the 6th, 2 in the 8th. Yamauchi takes a ball outside. In the 6th inning, that against Yason Sanchez, the single by Seth Stevenson. Then in the 8th, Bennett Lee's 2-run double off Jack Owen. The break even 1-1. On the outside corner, strike 2 called. Whereas before, earlier in the series, you could say Max Clark beat the Lugnuts by himself. Today, Lear the 8 hitter, Stevenson the 9 hitter, and Max Anderson, the number 2 hitter in the order, the 2-run double in the 5th, the first crucial hit. A 1-2 pitch to Yamauchi. Swing and a miss, strike him out, and this ball game is over. The Whitecaps beat the Lugnuts 7-1. So the Lugnuts have won 3, the Whitecaps have won 2. One more game remains from LMCU Ballpark. We'll talk about that, and we'll talk about tonight with the post-game show coming up next.
Our kids spend hours a day glued to their screens, but social media is addictive by design, hooking our kids on content full of lies, extremism, hate, drugs, and violence. YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram make billions of dollars by exposing our children to danger and face no consequences. These companies don't care, and Congress won't act. So it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are holding these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Over the years, we have seen some wild, wacky, twisty games from West Michigan. Between the Lugnuts and the West Michigan Whitecaps, this was the 460th all-time matchup. There were no twists to it at all. And as a matter of fact, West Michigan took the lead in the fourth inning and cruised to a 7-1 victory behind the pitching of Joe Miller, Yasper Sanchez, Cliver Perez, and Tanner Cola, and four different innings in which they scored, and three different innings in which they scored exactly two runs. I welcome in Adam Jaxa right now. Adam, your thoughts about this 7-1 loss?
It was a dud, as simply put as it is. Lansing's offense just wasn't there tonight, and that's been rare, which is impressive, because this is kind of, I think, what we thought may happen the entire week after we saw the offense over the weekend against Great Lakes. But the offense has been great. It was not tonight. It started with Joe Miller, who's now gone his last five outings without giving up any runs. And Lansing just couldn't get any offense going until the eighth. They were held to just one run. And in between that, West Michigan stacked innings where they were able to get runs. And we've got ourselves a big game coming up tomorrow to decide this series.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, final totals. One run, six hits, one error for the Lugnuts, who stranded five. And here's the big key. They went only 0-for-2 with runners in scoring position. They simply did not have runners in scoring position a lot today. Lugnuts' record falls to 14-15, 46-48 for the year. The loss to Will Johnston, it's his fourth. For the Whitecaps, seven runs, eight hits, one error, at five left on, 3-for-10 with runners in scoring position. Whitecaps winning pitcher is Joe Miller, their starter, his second win. Time of the game was 2 hours and 16 minutes. Because, Lansing and West Michigan generally play brisk baseball.
Well, freaking A, we had a 2 hour, 45 minute game last night. So odd.
Lugnuts won last night. One more game to go in this series. Tomorrow we expect Blaise Pontes to take on, I believe it's going to be Austin Bergner to start. At some point, though, we're going to see the ace of this West Michigan staff, Jaden Hamm.
Yes, we are. And it's going to take a complete game for Lansing to win this series tomorrow. They had some big mistakes today. Listen, they didn't pitch it as sharp. Anjelez had that massive mistake that turned into a two-run half inning at the end of Will Johnston's outing. Again, they just did not hit the ball with consistency today. They put some good swings on it, but West Michigan was able to handle them and only gave up the one run in the eighth inning. So hopefully tomorrow is a little bit better for the Nuts, and they can go home with a 4-2 series win.
Let me add, too. Last time that Jaden Hamm faced the Lugnuts, 1 hour and 44 minutes to play that game, the quickest game in Lugnuts franchise history for a nine-inning ball game.
If I could get on my soapbox just one final time.
Yes, yes.
They play their day games here at 2 o'clock. Nobody needs that. Let's play our day games at 1 o'clock. Since they don't, I wouldn't mind an hour 44 tomorrow.
Okay, that would sound good. Have a Lugnuts win. Because if the Nuts win, they win this series. Whitecaps win would mean a series split. Then the Lugnuts come on back home. Six-game series running from Tuesday through Sunday at Jackson Field against the Dayton Dragons. Final thoughts.
Tough one tonight. Give credit to West Michigan. And the kiddies are having fun in front of the crowd mic down there.
Yeah, they sure are.
West Michigan was due for one, all right? They pitched it well. They got early offense, and Lansing just didn't have it. So, again, reset, come back, focus tomorrow, and you still have a chance to win this series. And you'll feel good if you go home winners 4 of 6 this week in the west side of the state.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. He's Adam Jaxa. He carried the broadcast. And also, maybe he convinced West Michigan, hey, go downtown. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. 7-1 the Whitecaps win. Hey, good night. Have a terrific rest of your evening from Comstock Park, Michigan, off in the burbs. And go Nuts.